Good morning. This is Digital Dave.
That's such a creative bit of insanity.
Yes. This is what happens when you leave us alone with technology too long.
I know our manager, Tommy Balestrieri, is in there having a cardiac arrest event right now.
There you go.
And with us this morning, speaking of a guy who can get your heart started, here's Vic Krause.
Nice to be with you boys.
Good morning.
Words over America.
You know, I only got one beef, Eddie.
What's that?
You know, Dave came down.
Yeah.
Up, down. He came up north to the Warbirds Adventure Tram
to
Tour.
To ride the tram.
And he broke our tractor.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's typical for us.
I know. I volunteered to fix it, but I couldn't get my fingers in there.
Vic, you'll be glad to know today's my turn, so.
Oh,
so hide the tractor.
Great.
We'll do a double
header. Transmission today, yeah.
Yeah. So how's it been going down there?
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, we're doing really good. 300-odd on Monday, processed about 450 people Tuesday, and yesterday, with a rainout, we did 512 riders. So it's just, we're getting it down pat. People are having a ball. It's jamming.
Great, great. Well, you have a roof over the tram, right?
Although yesterday we came in that downpour, so the outboard people got a little damp.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Yesterday I was covering the studio. I never saw the downpour. I saw a little bit of rain, and everybody's telling me, you know, it was like the end of the world rain.
It was heavy. It really was. It was a heavy downpour. I mean, no lightning or none of that, but no light show, but boy, did water came down.
Oh, sure. Automatic airplane wash.
Yeah, absolutely. You bet. So
what do we got in store for the weekend? I see Warbird celebrations and such.
Man, there's so much going on, but I got a couple big announcements. Okay, check this out. And it's part of the diabolical underplot of this whole Warbird Adventure Discovery Tour.
I like diabolical.
It's one of my favorite words, really.
Yeah,
that and devious. I've always loved the word devious.
Okay, throw them all together. Yeah. You really got something.
Listen to this. Our membership. Our new members signing up at AirVenture this year is up over four times this time last year. Over quadruple.
Wow.
So, I mean,
What are you giving away?
You know what? I'll tell you what. There's so much of a positive spin coming off of this tour. And we're reaching out for people. We tell them we want to embrace you, your talents, your gifts. Join our organization. We're a lot of fun. We do a lot of stuff. We get to hang with the big dogs that have all this heavy metal. And they're glad to have us because they know without the fresh, new, young blood, you know, this thing's going to time out. So, yeah, so the message is getting through. You don't need a Warbird airplane. You don't need a pilot's license to be a Warbird of America member. Fact of the matter is, you don't even need a driver's license, a MasterCard, Visa, and passion about aircraft Warbird. That's all you need.
There you go.
I was going to say the membership drive where you enroll and get a free P-51 Mustang is working pretty well,
yeah,
isn't
that,
it?
Yeah, that promotion's going well.
Boy, that would give old Bill Fisher a heart attack.
Oh, yeah.
Here's that one.
Yep, yep.
I had a tough time getting hats out of that guy.
Hey, he's listening now.
Oh, he probably is. Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, then he knows I'm jabbing him here. Yeah.
That's right. He'll come in later today to get his shot.
Hey, we set a world's record. I think it was Tuesday. I mean, a world's record. The youngest new member of Warbirds of America ever. 10-month-old Simon Gelhart. Honestly, I wrote it. We had a full briefing room. The narrator was right in the middle of his spiel to the people. The place was packed. And Jennifer Gelhart comes into the back of the tent with little Simon. I said, give me that carriage. She goes, what are you doing? I said, just give me the baby tram. So I took the baby tram, ran it up to the front. I said, ladies and gentlemen, the new youngest member of Warbirds. And the whole place erupted into instantaneous applause. It was a hilarious moment.
Wow.
So, yeah, there you go. 10 months old. Let's see if somebody beat that.
Yes, well, figure out as soon as you can hold a rag, you can clean an airplane, right?
There you
I'm
go.
Thinking, yeah, mine. Yeah, you bet.
His first word's going to be Mustang.
Right.
Yeah, go to work.
Yeah.
Go to work. Indeed.
Oh, my.
Great day yesterday with Colonel Dick Cole. An amazing day with him on Warbirds in Review. But let me throw you something, and this is only at Oshkosh. So we have the winners. Can I mention WVBO?
Sure.
Yeah. WVBO, big 103.9 here in Oshkosh. They ran a contest. Two guys won it. Joe and David Whitman, believe it or not, similar name to the field.
Right.
They came out. Their special VIP immersed, embedded in Warbirds Day was yesterday. So among all other things, we took them over to the volunteer Warbird mess hall. So we sat down. We had Skip Willis with us, and we were sitting there having a sandwich and salad. What? So in comes Dick Cole with a small entourage, and they're seating him. And all of a sudden, you could hear it was getting a little quiet. You know, it's loud and raucous, and everybody's jabbering. So it started getting a little quieter here, a little quieter there. And, you know, they were seating him, and he took his seat. And this is amazing. Makes actually the hair, without any urging whatsoever, the entire room, the place was mobbed. You know what free food does?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the place was full and people standing outside. The place stood. Somebody raised up their cup of lemonade, and everybody raised their glasses, and they gave him a hip, hip hooray three times. It was an amazing outpouring of appreciation for a 101-year-old iconic pilot that was part of the effort to tell Tokyo we weren't going to sit back and let them take our country. It was an amazing display.
Very
That's
cool.
fantastic. And speaking of that, The bombing of Pearl Harbor recreation last night was outstanding.
Yeah, that was good.
Well, get this. I ran, and I don't run often, but I ran from the RV up at Warbirds Camping when I found out it was 7, because I didn't want to miss the startup and the engine crank. I ran all the way down. Luckily, was just there in time. They were still warming up the engines. I mean, just to sit there and look at those Zeros and Kates and Val replicas all in a row, and just Katie Delaney, a gal, about 13 now. I said, Katie, imagine in your mind, you know, that this is the launch of the attack on Pearl. I said, if the hair on your arms ain't standing up, you know, you can't be a Warbirds of America member anymore. So, but anyway, so we're sitting there, and they did their startup and their ritual taxi out, and literally the wingtips. And this is the cool thing about the startup. You can get so close. It's legal. And the wingtips were going past us, literally, between me and you, Dave, 3 feet the wingtips were taxiing by. In fact, I was giving the pilot his distance information, and he nodded approval and thank you as they taxied out. And then we ran down to Show Center to watch it. Like you said, Eddie, amazing. How could they see in all that smoke?
All the smoke.
It was an amazing show. I love them guys. Yep. I do. So.
Did you like the part where they cut the jumbotrons and the PA off, just cut it cold right in the middle of their talking?
No, what happened?
Yeah, no, that was part of it. Yeah, then they brought, as soon as they cut it off, they brought the siren on.
Yeah, and they recreated it cool with the people out practicing, student training, and oh my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
It was awesome. Are they going to do that again on Saturday night?
Yes, they are.
Oh, great.
You got to see the startup. Get down to the Warbirds area and watch the start.
Okay.
Just gives you goosebumps.
Wait a minute. We know the guy who's the head of Warbirds.
Not me. Not me. No.
Well, we know.
Did you see the cadet take off the airplane?
Which one?
The one that from Show Center that took off to recreate the student thing?
Yes, I did see it.
You know the history of that airplane, right?
It's a cadet. But was it the real one?
It is the real airplane that survived.
Get out of town.
And it was it was in sport aviation. Lady flight instructor and a student, and They went head-to-head with a Zero, and she thought it was an American plane just screwing around and realized when it went by that it wasn't. She tried to make a landing, and as they were landing, she got strafed. But they weren't wounded, but the airplane was hit.
No.
And she and the student managed to run for cover.
So it was actually the first aircraft struck by Japanese bullets.
Yep.
That's amazing.
It's amazing
story.
It's still around.
That's an amazing story.
Yeah.
There's an airplane down at Udvar-Hazy. It's a seaplane. It, too, is a Pearl Harbor survivor. It's a Sikorsky something or other.
Wow.
But it's down there under restoration right now. I'm looking at that thinking, whoa.
How do you restore a bullet hole?
You don't.
Not
well, that's
really.
The question. I wonder if they're going to leave them in it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about the history of the airplane. I just know it was a survivor.
Anyway, we need to go down there and take your tram.
Yeah, just don't break any more stuff, Dave.
I'll try not to.
Come on, that's no
put
fun.
Put me in the back car. That way, if I break something, you still have the rest of it. You know?
Yeah, okay.
You only lose one car.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what happens when you let me drive the tractor.
Nah, you guys are welcome. I'm teasing, of course. But no, we'd love to have you down. It's a great show. Great pre-launch brief. You'd enjoy it. It's fun.
I didn't get to see that.
Yeah, it's hilarious. We make fun of ourselves. But at the same time, we pass along some real meaningful safety stuff.
Yeah, like watch out for the rubber chickens on the pedo tubes.
Absolutely.
That, yeah.
I did see a P-51. I think it was a P-51 that had one of those on it.
It would be. Guy's got a good sense of humor. You got to admit that.
Yep. Actually, I've seen several of them. Not all on warbirds. There was one down near the Ultralight Farm. It was Superman.
Oh, I saw a raccoon, like a fur raccoon thing. It was crazy.
And we could go on from there.
Yeah that's for sure. Is there any special programs going on down there today?
You know what? There's going to be, I think Jet Day is today, so that's kind of a big deal. Hopefully we got ceilings. That'll be a limiting factor. And you know, I love the word dynamic. They use it in warbirds all the time. It's a dynamic environment. What that means is just about anything can possibly happen. So if it's a low ceiling and they scratch a few jets, they're liable to throw a bunch of propeller piston-driven planes back up again today. So on a day when it's going to be light, supposed to be light, warbird action, it's liable to be heavy again with propeller driven.
All right, very good. Well, Vic, I want to thank you for joining us again.
Always a pleasure. Always.
And stop down to Warbird Alley if you guys get the chance. And this is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.